Lucky Lily turns 105. Born and bred Walworth girl delivered papers to her elderly neighbours until 5 years ago. A lifelong Walworth resident enjoyed a sing-song at her birthday bash on Tuesday to celebrate turning 105. Eliza Lily Mercer said she felt lucky as she sat surrounded by friends and family at the party in Nelson House, Bronte Street. "I'm lucky to have people to come and see me," said Lily. "Everyone knows me in Walworth." Born in nearby Brandon Street, twice married Lily has lived through two world wars. She still remembers when her uncles went off to fight in the Great War. Charlie was killed, Harry was blinded, and Bill was forever after known as Uncle Peggy after he had his leg blown off. During the Second World War, she remembers how many of her friends and neighbours perished when St. Peter's Church was bombed, where hundreds were sheltering in the crypt. Lily was in an Anderson shelter nearby and escaped unharmed, but a local Italian family who had made her sister-in-law's wedding dress were all killed. Before family houses had bars in them, Lily had to go down to near where she worked at Cross and Blackwell's in Bermondy to have a bath, but while she was there, the air raid siren went off, and she remembers having to scamper down the street, clutching her corset under her arm. Lily has always put her long life down to her clean living. "I never drank, I never smoked, and I never went with men," she told the news. The oldest of eight children, Lily was 13 when she came home from school to help her mum give birth to her little brother Danny, whom she always looked after until his death last year. Having lived in her block on Portland Street for more than 30 years, Lily is well known in the area and still gets a visit from some of the traders on East Street Market, who used to get their copy of the news delivered by the oldest paper girl in the world. When Lily turned 100, she was still picking up copies of the paper for the old people in her building, and her community spirit earned her the title of Good Neighbour of the Year in 2009.